The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, as you go, make this proclamation. Kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts. No sack for the journey or a second tunic, or sandals or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. The Gospel of the Lord. I'd like to make three points in honor of this heartwarming, wonderful, endearing saint that we celebrate today, Saint Barnabas. How many apostles were there? I counted 15. I count 15. Is Saint Paul an apostle? Hello? How about Saint Matthias? How about St. Barnabas? 15, right? Okay. So, it's a trick question. You know, usually, you think about 12, but they're apostles. We're not going to call them the Latter-day Saints. Those are the Mormons, right? But those are the apostles that came a little bit later. But they're apostles. In a more strict, literal sense, or rather, expansive sense, we're all called to be apostles, to spread the kingdom. Saint Barnabas is a wonderful saint. Now let me lay three of his virtues that all of us are called to practice. First is that Saint Barnabas had a lot of money. He had a lot of money. And what he did, he sold his field, and he took the money and put the money at the feet of the apostles. So, like all of you, to sell your field and put the money at the feet of Father Larry, okay? No, you don't have to do that. But what we see here is detachment. Detachment. Was St. Francis of Assisi rich? Yes, he was. His father would have been the head of Nordstrom, okay? Or Macy's. Or maybe Saks Five on Wall Street, okay? No? Francis had a lot of money. Charles Borromeo from the Medici family, a lot of money. Catherine Drexel, you've heard of her? She would have had more money than Trump if she were living today. Multi-millionaire, and she gave it to the Indians and to the black people of our country. Now, I don't think any of us here are multi-billionaires, probably not. However, the first message is this. What are you still attached to? Give it up. We all have attachments. It might be something that's very small. Until we cut it, we're not going to really fly high in the spiritual life. And this is very Ignatian. This is holy indifference. You've heard that tons of times. Are you attached to a long life? Your health? Your riches? Your honor, All of us have to look in the mirror of our soul and ask ourselves, what are we attached to? St. John of the Cross says that a bird cannot fly if it has a little string around its foot or a chain. What are the strings that are binding us? Remember in 11th grade you had to read Jonathan Swift, Gulliver's Travels, at least on the East Coast, that was part of our literary program, no? Remember that giant, he was laying there half dead on the shore, and the lily puttons came, and they started to weave these little ropes or strings, and he got up, he couldn't even move. What's binding you? Cut it. And then God can turn you into a modern Barnabas. But Barnabas had to detach himself. He had a lot of money, he had a field, and he took the money and he put it right at the feet of the apostles. So that's the first point. Second point is this. And I really believe that this is huge, and you heard it in the first reading. For not for St. Barnabas, who knows, we may have never had St. Paul. And that's huge. I repeat, if it weren't for St. Barnabas, we wouldn't have St. Paul. Because once he was converted, I mean, St. Paul, if I met him shortly after his conversion, he would have scared the living daylights out of me. He would have. He would scare the heck out of me. Father Larry often says he's afraid of two people, Padre Pio and St. Paul. And tough characters, right? You ever read the writings of St. Paul? He wasn't una mujercita. No, he wasn't a sissy or a goody two-shoes. He was a tough guy. But Barnabas saw that his conversion was authentic. Could have been a farce. He was aware that this conversion came from God. And it was Barnabas that presented him to the apostles. Said, this is the real thing. And here, then we have, after Jesus Christ, the greatest missionary in the Catholic Church was St. Paul. And who was his companion? Barnabas, part of the time. As well as maybe you saw the movie of St. Paul the Apostle, St. Luke 2. So Barnabas and Luke were his two principal traveling companions. Okay, let me try to apply this to us. Because of original sin, we tend to see the negative in people. We do. The wart on your nose, your gray hair, I mean, the wrinkles. We tend to see, you know, the bad breath when the people are talking to us. We tend to pick up the negative. Barnabas was able to see the good in other people. Pray for that grace. Pray for that grace. Are any people here married? Do you see the good or the bad in your spouse? Ooh, that's kind of a tough question, isn't it, huh? Maybe it depends on the day, huh? Father Barron, quoting Aristotle in Fulton Sheen, I'll give you the way to overcome that. Bishop Barron says that when someone gets married, there has to be a transcendental other. You say, what the heck is that, Father? Transcendental other would be, you have to have God. Fulton Sheen says it takes three to get married. Three to get married. Know who they are? The husband, the wife, and the mother-in-law, right? No. Couldn't resist that one, okay? Now, the husband, the wife, and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is present. You're going to see the beauty in your spouse. Because you're going to be looking at your spouse through the eyes of Christ. Amen? So Barnabas was able to see the beauty in St. Paul and the beauty in others. So pray today to St. Barnabas that, especially those with whom you're living, you'll be able to see the good. Okay, in your, hey, got some brothers and sisters there, right, Andrea? Uh-huh. Brother and sister, they say a word of kindness, no, a compliment, huh? It's hard. We tend to see the negative. And I'm aware of this in dealing with many people, talking to many people. I see there's just a lot of good in all the people that I deal with. A lot of good. Okay, there's a little bit of evil. I see, I'm Augustinian, basically the human person is good. There's a lot of good in us. And often we do evil, not because of malice, but because we're tired, we're frustrated, we got a stomach ache, we got a headache, it's hot outside, a lot of traffic, we didn't sleep well, we got insomnia. I think all of you people, you're good. We got a bad days too. So let's try to look and see at the good in other people. Amen? And that was Barnabas. That was Barnabas. He saw the good in others. So work on that. And the last, and this is one of my favorites, Barnabas means son of encouragement or son of consolation. So we should try as much as we can to encourage other people. No matter where Barnabas is going, he's encouraging, he's supporting, he's inspiring. That's why I love the saint. Therefore, maybe what we can do is start a new group in St. Petersburg. We can call it the Barney Club, okay? Would you like to sign up for the Barney Club? The Barney Club, no? So the Barney Club is very simple. Maybe there's not a formal group in the parish, but it means those who are willing to encourage others. It comes from the Holy Spirit, but all of us are called to encourage others. So those are three notes of St. Barnabas. One is he's detached. Number two, he sees the good in others. And number three, he is a source of great encouragement. So let's start today to form the Barney Club. Amen.